Chapter 6, Snowflake Technique. The snowflake strategy is designed to help you pay off charge card debt by sending off so-called micropayments. These payments may literally be a couple of dollars and over time add up to big balance decreases, saving you thousands in interest expense. Little bits. You just discovered about the snowball strategy for reducing your charge card debt, so now it's time to talk about the so-called snowflake strategy. The premise is easy. Every time you get more than a couple of dollars in your hand, send it to your charge card company to reduce your owed balance. To make it clear-cut, we're virtually talking about $7.15 payments, or $14.50 payments, or $3.20 payments. If you just park it in the bank, you're going to spend it. That's human nature. If all you are able to get hold of is an extra $2.74 per day, that's $1,000 each year taken off your charge card debt balances. Individuals often ignore the power of little amounts. As with everything in life, there's compounding effect that goes to work. It's the same principle behind the Indian story of the ant that was able to move a total mountain, one grain of sand, a bit of dirt at a time. Your little efforts might not look like they're even denting your charge card debt. In the total, over several years, the results will be nothing short of outstanding. It's the nature of the universe. Multiple payments can more closely align payroll checks and payments. Do you get paid every week? Make a small payment weekly rather than one big one every month. You'll even out your monthly cash flow. Pay down charge card debt more quickly in the same way a biweekly mortgage works. With biweekly mortgages, homeowners pay one half their monthly mortgage amount, but they pay it every 2 weeks. With 52 weeks in a year, that means 26 half payments or 13 monthly payments rather than 12. On a mortgage, biweekly payments may shave about 7 years off a 30-year mortgage. The same precept would work if you divided your monthly payments in two and then paid that amount every 2 weeks. Capitalize on windfalls. Once you get in the habit of paying multiple times, charge card payments will come to mind if any windfalls come to your wallet. Build up good payment habits and step up satisfaction. Seeing your balance fall day by day keeps you centered on the task of climbing out of debt and builds a sense of achievement. Chapter 7, Cut Them Up. One strategy for reducing charge card debt suggested by financial planners is to freeze your cards in a block of ice, helping you avoid the enticement of inessential purchases. Out of reach. A long time ago, a financial planner told customers to freeze their charge cards in blocks of ice. When they were enticed to spend, they would be forced to dissolve the ice, giving them time to take a second thought about an impulse purchase. An even more beneficial answer is to cut up your cards totally so that you cannot charge anything else to them. What good does it do to stop up holes in your boat if you're perpetually drilling fresh ones on the side? Some people may be thinking, but I cannot pay my bills without a charge card. That means I don't get to eat. This might sound cruel, but I have news for you. You are not paying your bills, really. The charge card is simply allowing you to put off the crack of doom and helping to guarantee that when it does come, it will be much worse than you ever thought. If you are correct, you will almost sure as shooting qualify for free food assistance in your state. If you do not, move to a state where you do. I'm being serious. In a few states, you are able to get up to $300 or $400 per month in tax-exempt food money on a debit card. If you do not qualify, then you have a spending issue and you are still making justifications. If you still state you cannot make do, you really are full of it. Once again, my apologies, but it's straight up. When I was in my younger years, I moved to another state so I could pay $180 for my half of the monthly rent for an apartment I split with my best friend. At the time, I was bringing in a six-figure investment portfolio income and nearly no debt. My goal was to build up my wealth, and at that point in my life. Was it pleasurable? Not totally. However, I wanted something very few individuals accomplish: complete and total financial independence. I had a family member who slept on an air mattress for a year and a half so that he could save more than $40,000 by the time he left the Marine Corps at age 25. If I can do it and he can do it, then there is utterly no reason you should not be able to do it. Get determined and reach for what you want and keep the credit cards out of reach.